Today, I'm going to talk about something that many of us already know and don't really talk about it in public, which is emotional charge is energy. And when that energy isn't complete in its movement, it doesn't disappear, it stays. Not as a memory necessarily, but as a pattern. And over time, that pattern can become your new normal, your baseline. Today on Ask Dr. Gill podcast, I want to talk about how energy charge can become stuck and what we can do about it. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome. I am your host, Dr. Gill Winkelman. And today on the podcast, I want to talk about emotional charge as stuck energy. And I think this is really important because I think people often will mistake something that's happened to them versus the stuckness of the experience. And here's the profound truth about healing and what I do. Everything that happens, happens in the present. Now, this may sound trite and simple, but this is the basis of all healing, psychological and physical. And often what happens is that we experience things and then we hold on to those things and don't move through them. So sit with that for a second. Sit with this idea that trauma is not what's happened to you. It's the energy that never finished moving. Because if that's true, healing isn't about necessarily revisiting the past. It's about completing what was unfinished. And before we go any further, I need to dismantle something that you were probably taught, and oftentimes is why people call me. They expect some kind of biochemical changes to happen as a result of what I do. Neurotransmitter balancing. That's a big one that I hear a lot. We are not biochemical machines. We are electrical beings. We are vibrational beings. Your heart runs on electrical impulses. Your brain fires in oscillations. Your cell communicates through signaling currents. Even inflammation is coordinated through electrical gradients. So when we say that we're stuck energy, it's not being poetic. It's actually true. It's about the interruption of the current. And so what can happen is that the stuckness, then instead of staying in the past, it stays in the present. And so when something overwhelming happens, we can see that the body mobilizes, our energy surges, heart rate goes up, cortisol pumps, muscles prepare, breathing changes, hormones surge. That's the movement. And if it doesn't complete, if you don't bring everything back down, then you will freeze in that state. And that becomes stored tension. It's not that your body is failing you. It's that it's doing exactly what we're telling it to do. And it's not about holding on to that or changing anything. It's about letting it go in this moment. So freezing is one of the things that I talk about in terms of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. Fight, flight, or freeze is kind of, and all of us, if you've had trauma and that has not been resolved, there is an aspect of you that freezes. It's interesting how certain things create a charge. Now, Carolyn Mace actually talks about this in one of her books. she talks about being in Chicago during a riot. And before that riot, she had no idea, she had no energetic charge to that experience, to being in a riot. And what's interesting is that after that, she clearly has a charge around it. And I can speak to this in terms of flash floods, because living in Hawaii now, I have experienced flash floods now several times. And it before that, it was like, oh, I'll be fine. It's not a big deal. And then it's like you kind of see what happens in that situation. And there's a certain charge to it all of a sudden. Now, in both of these cases, well, at least in my case, I can't speak for Dr. Mace. In my case, I don't feel that it was traumatic in the sense of other things that I've gone through in my life. But it's certainly, in terms of the charge, there is a psychological charge around it. What I'm talking about here is also a physical charge. So when we have something that comes up and we don't express it, that becomes stuck often in our body. Let me give you an uncomfortable specific example. Imagine a child who wants, you know, a young child who wants to protest something that's deeply unfair, but for whatever reason, that protest isn't safe. So what can happen is the anger will rise and then it gets swallowed. And there's a bracing that happens. Now multiply this by 500, because if this is the family system and the family dynamic, the child will not be allowed to express himself or herself in this situation. So what happens? This tension becomes normal. And the body organizes around constriction as the default setting. And also what happens is that for some people, you'll either accelerate really quickly to that anger level and then swallow it, which becomes a physical symptom, or you'll deny it, which also becomes a physical symptom. So it's important to recognize that the denial of this tension brings it into a place where it gets stuck in the body. And this becomes density in the body. It can become fatigue, heaviness, brain fog, immune suppression. It's not sensitivity. It's an incomplete energetic sequence. And your nervous system is still waiting for that ending. And unfortunately, what happens is that your body, in effect, is living in the past. So this charge can then become identity. Now, this is the piece that becomes really kind of provocative for some people. When the frozen state becomes familiar, that familiarity feels safe, and that safety becomes your identity. So, for example, back to the person who represses the anger all the time, they might become the peaceful one. And the person who repeatedly freezes may become the anxious one. Or the person who overmobilizes may be the driven one. This is not to say that that's always the case, by the way. I just want to make that clear. The part that we forget is that you may have built an entire personality around an unspent charge. And therefore, you take on a particular role, and these stories tell you about who you are. But they're not really who you are. They're an adaptation to a situation from the past that have shaped you and shaped your nervous system and shaped the energy, in a sense, and the energy had nowhere to go. And the body will maintain symptoms if those symptoms identify the identity structure, and vice versa. The identity will maintain the symptoms if it is maintaining the energy structure, right? So both are true. And so part of this is our nervous systems are actually designed for survival and predictability, not freedom. And so oftentimes the predictability really suffocates us. And I mean, I'm not going to talk about it in great detail today, but what I have seen it with my patients is that they will stay in situations, even though those situations are hurting their health, because they don't know how to let go of the situation, whatever the situation is. So what is the cost of this unmoved energy? Well, obviously there's psychological cost, right? I mean, you have situations where you're in a relationship, let's say, and you're actually angry, but you swallow that anger and you don't express that anger. And then that unexpressed emotion builds and builds and builds. But it also affects our bodies. It affects our physiology. It can create chronic constriction, migraines, gut issues, inflammatory issues, lymphatic flow being impaired, reduced circulation. All of that leads to lower energy in the body, reduced immune function. This is where the biography becomes biology, not because the body is fragile, but because it's loyal. It's loyal to the ideas that we give it. It basically is just responding to that, and it organizes around the frequency it's given, whether or not it's serving it long term. And so this is the part where is important to recognize and maybe frustrating. Many people understand their story and they can even name their trauma, but the charge is still there. So it's important, I think, to go through that to understand, oh, I have a charge. But knowing that you have a charge isn't going to change the charge, because the charge is somatic. You cannot think energy out of the tissues, right? And this is where energy issues and are important to understand, and why it's important to understand. Energy resolves through safety, through sensation, through completion, and repeating that new knowledge, right? And this is why things like breath work, somatic approaches, neurofeedback, and I've talked about them on the show a lot, they don't process the story. They help interrupt the frozen oscillations. Now, I've had patients who did neurofeedback, and it kind of worked the other way around. Like, things released, and they're like, oh my God, I remember this and this and this happened to me. How could I have forgotten that? It was so traumatic at the time. But they were able to sort of release it the other way. And I do think both are necessary at some level. I think it's important to have this understanding, while also it's important to release the energy that's trapped in the body. And so what happens is that when you have that understanding, that by itself isn't necessarily enough. But also letting go of things without the understanding, like if your energy just, you release the trapped energy, then things sort of fly around and you don't understand why this emotional, often it shows up as emotional ability. You don't understand where it's coming from. And so this is where insight can be helpful. And I am working on a workshop that I'm going to be offering to take people through, called Rewrite the Signal, that will help with both of these things. So I'm going to take a quick break. And on the other end of the show, I'm going to talk about what completion actually feels like and what you can do to help yourself. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome back. I'm your host, Dr. Gail Winkleman. And before we continue with talking about emotional energy being stuck in our bodies, I want to just remind you, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to send an email to info@askdrgill.com. And I'm happy to answer questions via email with regards to the podcast and so forth. So here's kind of a quick thing to recognize in terms of completion. When you get to a completion, something unmistakable will happen. You will know when you're completed because something will soften. You will feel a shift in your body. And whatever tightness you have that you've been experiencing, it softens. The body softens. Your breath can deepen. It just happens. It's not something you force, by the way. And sometimes people will have a hot flash, actually, interestingly enough, shaking, tears, yawning, and then it's quiet. And it's not numbness. There's nothing neutral about it. It's kind of like, you know, a storm that passes. And you know when a thunderstorm is going overhead. And if you've lived in a place with a lot of thunderstorms for any period of time, you know before the thunderstorm is coming, right? It's sort of that post piece, like how the air is clear. That's the feeling. And people who've experienced this often say, yeah, I don't react the same way anymore. I don't know what's changed, but I don't react. The charge, whatever that charge is gone. And I remember talking to someone about a situation with a person, and they asked, so what happened? And I just was like, the story was gone. And I was like, I didn't know what to say. I mean, which is something for me, you know, and that's completion, right? That's the spaciousness that we want. That spaciousness gives us choice. And there's no need to defend this unfinished energy. This, you know, it changes the trajectory of your life, by the way. And for some people, that is their biggest fear. It's not letting go. It's not going into the experience. It's what will happen when I make this change. What will I not be able to say about myself or the world? What, you know, what will I be if I don't have this identity, whatever that is? And that I have definitely seen. So I want to leave you with something to sit with and some questions to ask yourself. And the first one is what emotion do I avoid the most? Because that state will often feel unsafe. It could be anger, grief. It could be joy. It could be feeling needing someone or feeling needed. And as you sit with that, notice where you might feel that in your body. And if you feel it chronically, do you feel that in your body? And also ask yourself, what role do I protect? Do I need to be the strong one, the sick one, the caretaker, the achiever, the victim, the child, whatever it is? And I'm going to talk more about these from an archetypal perspective in next week. But whatever it is, there's no judgment around this. It's just you want to ask with curiosity. And the deeper question is, what energy never finished moving through me? Just notice it. Be the awareness of it. Not necessarily the judge of it, because judgment keeps things in place. And when you bring attention to it, that means the energy is starting to move. Right? Because everything is always moving. And so bringing attention to it, and if you can just hold it and let it be there, then it will start to shift. And it's interesting because as I say that, I realize that we don't live in a society that teaches people to sit and just hold something. We are constantly moving. We are constantly creating new technologies and things and distractions and all of these pieces that keep us from sitting still and being within, present with ourselves. And so even if you can do this for 5 minutes a day, it is going to make a difference in your life. So I just want to close by saying that tension isn't weakness. That fatigue, you know, just because you're tired, that's not a moral failure. All of this stuff, your symptoms are intelligently spun around different aspects of our beingness. And oftentimes, by the way, these stories and these traumas that we've experienced that create the stories might be in conflict with one another, creating that conflict within ourselves too. Energy wants to move and the system wants to regulate. The field, we want, the field wants coherence. So healing isn't about forcing the change. It's allowing completion. It's allowing coherence. It's allowing things to unwind. And the workshop that I'm putting together, Rewrite the Signal, is exactly about what that is. It's a place to finish what the body has started and go deep into your own experience. And I'll be putting that information up on my website soon. It hasn't gone up yet. So, but notice in the meantime, notice what you're holding. Notice where movements want to happen. So that's what I got for you today. I hope you really enjoyed the show. And this was actually really fun to do for me. And if you liked it, put a thumbs up or a like, whatever it is on the platform that you're listening on. I really appreciate it if you would. And I will see you next time.